Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and this week we're talking about a new product that you might have seen at the grocery store. It's called A2 Milk. There are some pretty big claims being made around this new designer milk, and we're going to see which ones hold water. The topic for this week's show was suggested by Nutrition Diva listener Leslie Giringelli, who wrote, I was recently at my local health food store, and I overheard a salesperson from a company that sells A2 milk touting its superiority over regular milk. She was saying that the protein that's in regular milk but not in A2 milk causes everything from diabetes to autism to autoimmune disease. As a registered nurse and science-minded person, I was immediately skeptical. Could you do a show on this topic? Well, I have to applaud Leslie's skepticism. A2 milk is about twice as expensive as regular milk, but is it really better for us? Or perhaps the more pressing question is whether regular milk is actually linked to all those scary diseases. A1 and A2 are both types of casein, and that's one of the major kinds of protein in milk. Now, proteins, as you probably remember, are made up of individual amino acids strung together into long, long strings. There are only a couple of dozen different amino acids, but they can be combined in different sequences to form thousands of different proteins. It's sort of like the way the 12 tones in a musical scale can be combined into an infinite number of melodies. The only difference between the A1 and the A2 milk protein is that the 67th amino acid in the chain is different. Now, your body digests casein and all proteins by snipping these long strings of amino acids into shorter segments called peptides. And some of those may have biological activity in the body. Collagen and insulin are both peptides, for example. The slight difference in the amino acid sequence of A1 and A2 casein results in the creation of slightly different peptides when these milk proteins are digested. So when we digest the A1 form of casein, it produces a peptide called BCM7. And this peptide is not produced in the digestion of A2 casein. But so what? Does the BCM7 peptide do any harm? Well, back in the 1990s, concerns were raised that this BCM7 peptide might be linked to conditions ranging from autism and schizophrenia to type 1 diabetes and heart disease. Now, if that were true, it would suggest that drinking milk that contains A1 casein, which is to say most milk, could contribute to these conditions. Sensing an opportunity, the A2 Milk Company developed and patented a genetic test which allowed them to identify cows that produce only A2 casein in their milk, and then they started selling A2 milk at premium prices. But A2 milk turned out to be a solution to a problem that didn't exist. Subsequent reviews by independent researchers found no convincing or even probable evidence that the A1 casein protein in cow's milk is a factor in type 1 diabetes or heart disease. And the link between A1 milk and autism or schizophrenia was characterized as completely speculative and unsubstantial.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. for when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea. Totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The European Food Safety Authority reviewed the evidence on the possible harmful effects of BCM7 in 2005 and determined that it wasn't even enough to merit a formal risk assessment study. In response to these findings, the A2 Milk Company pivoted and refocused their marketing on claims that A2 milk might help some people avoid digestive discomfort. Although, judging by Leslie's experience in her local health food store, there seem to be some A2 marketing reps in the field who have not yet gotten the memo. But is A2 milk really more digestible or easier on the gut? Well, there are quite a few rats who think so, but rodent studies are not the same as human studies. One of the few studies we have involving human subjects recruited 45 Chinese people, all of whom said that drinking milk caused them digestive symptoms. About half of them turned out to be lactose intolerant. In this study, the subjects reported fewer digestive symptoms after drinking A2 milk than after drinking conventional milk. Here's the bottom line on A2 milk. Other than the price, there's no harm in drinking A2 milk, but there's also little evidence to suggest that A1 milk or the BCM7 peptide present a threat. If drinking milk doesn't cause you any symptoms, then I don't think there's a whole lot to gain from paying twice as much for A2 milk. Now, if you are lactose intolerant, you're probably better off with a lactose-free or a lactose-reduced milk because A2 milk has the same amount of lactose as conventional milk. You could also try taking an over-the-counter lactase supplement when you consume dairy products. And of course, simply avoiding dairy products is always an option. If you really want to drink milk and lactose-free milk does not relieve your symptoms, you could try A2 milk and see whether it makes enough of a difference to justify the extra expense. But obviously, that's going to be a judgment call. Thanks again, Leslie, for giving me the opportunity to shed some light on this subject. It's a good reminder that folks selling expensive solutions to problems that may or may not exist are probably not the most reliable sources of information about those products. And if you have a question about a nutrition claim that you've overheard, feel free to call the Nutrition Diva listener line and leave me a message. You can reach me at 443-961-6206. I'd love to hear from you. As always, there's a complete transcript of today's show, including links to the research studies that I reviewed at quickanddirtytips.com. And one last parting announcement. If your relationship with food or exercise could use a healthy adjustment, there's still time to take part in the free 7-day mindset reset that Brock Armstrong and I put together. You might know Brock as Get Fit Guy. You can sign up for that at wayless.life/reset. I want to thank Jamie Ann Vercade for her help researching and writing today's show, my editor Karen Hertzberg, my producer Nathan Semmes, and our entire team at Macmillan Publishing, headed up by Kathy Doyle. But most of all, thanks to you for listening. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, I hope you'll tell them about it. Have a great week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.